Good morning.
Yeah. Boy, hasn't this been something?
Something we can really be proud of, everybody. It's been so groovy. Yesterday we were walking along, just looking at the booths and jewelry and things, and everything was so quiet and peaceful and such good vibrations. Really put everybody who thought this thing was going to go off badly uptight, and let's thank God for that. Yeah, we're going to have this every year, you know. You all can stay if you want. I think I might. This is a great dream come true. This is really great. We get to close it out because we're the tallest. Well, John's the tallest. And I'm the heaviest, except me and Pigpen keep getting mistaken for one another. But I keep telling them I'm the one with the tattoo, so they'll know the difference. We'd like to sing a song that was based upon this very great land in which we are now sitting and squatting upon. It's also a song that is partially responsible for our enormous wealth. We'd like to sing it for you. Honesty is the best policy, anyway.
Two, three, yeah.
Some of them came and played. Others give flowers away. Yes, they did. Down in Monterey. Down in Monterey. Young God smiled upon the crowd. Their music being born of love. Children dance night and day. You must be in far down in Monterey. The Monterey. Did you hear what I said? Down in Monterey. Down in Monterey. I said Monterey, Monterey.
Eric Burdon and the Animals, commemorating one of the great events that set the tone for the summer of 1967 and much that was to follow. Monterey, the Monterey International Pop Festival. We heard the Mamas and Papas in their closing night performance of the festival, mid-June that year, California Dreamin', and the late Cass Elliott's evaluation of the situation. And another landmark from 67, selections from the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band with a little help from my friends, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and Getting Better. 10:29, good morning. Pete Fornital on the 4th of July at WNEW-FM in New York. Part of our weekend-long summer spectacular that goes right through until midnight tonight. Yesterday we did our annual summer special, dividing up the last 10 years into segments of four songs apiece. This is the first time we've had an opportunity to do a kind of a summer special, part two. And what we did yesterday was trace things back chronologically from 77 to 67. Today I thought we would center on those events around which the summer and summer music were based. Some of them pleasant, unfortunately some not so pleasant. But in any event, all of them reflected musically. In the next 4 hours, here at WNEW-FM in New York. And having hit upon the major responsive chords of 1967, we'll move up a year right after these messages. If you are just coming into consciousness, we're facing another beauty for this holiday Monday. Current temperature reading 77 degrees, humidity 67%. Sunny, warm, and humid today with a chance of a passing afternoon or evening shower or thunder shower, high in the 80s. Fair and mild tonight, low in the low 70s, mostly sunny and quite warm tomorrow. High 85 to 90 on the long-range outlook for Wednesday. Continued sunny and warm, high around 90. It's 25 before 11. Pete Fornitzel at WNEW-FM in New York. And today, in contrast to yesterday, when we spent most of our time with the hit singles and sounds of summers past from 77 back to 67, we're going the other way this morning and concentrating on events around which our lives and music were based. And it's interesting to me to note that the last 10 years encompassed three summers' worth of the major political conventions. And if you think about the atmosphere or the tone of each of them in 76 and 72 and 68, the differences are amazing and the similarities are amazing as well. Perhaps none, however, was as tumultuous as the ones held during the summer of 1968.
Everything's okay. Cool breezes on a summer night, telling me that everything's alright. Did you go to Chicago? Well, did you see what they did there?
Have you seen your new tomorrow? Does the light of love shine brightly?
I was walking down the street, and the cops started running after me. I said, I'm running, I'm going as fast as I can. They caught up with me. They hit me in the legs. I started to fall, and they hit me over the head. My head got cracked open, and I started bleeding. And I started yelling, I'm bleeding, you've cracked my skull. And they yelled, go back to the park where you belong. You shouldn't be here. Get out of here, you hippie.
The convention will be in order. The Honorable Abraham Ribicoff of Connecticut for the purpose of a nomination, and the convention will be in order.
Mr. Chairman, I have a speech here. As I look at the confusion in this hall and watch on television the turmoil and violence that is competing with this great convention for the attention of the American people. There is something else in my heart tonight, and not the speech that I prepared to give. I'm here to nominate George Govern just for that reason. With George McGovern as President of the United States, we wouldn't have to have Gestapo tactics in the streets of Chicago.
This convention is held for the delegates of the great Democratic Party, not for anyone in the balcony trying to take over this meeting, and if they don't pick their holiday.
I came here from San Francisco to talk to you about Hubert Horatio Humphrey.
Violent and the boos of the crowd, you can hear all around us. Sorry, I couldn't talk. A tear gas bomb just dropped about 2 feet from me and may have burned my leg, I don't know. All I know is the leg doesn't feel that good. But the crowd is back now, even though they've been shooting these tear gas bombs into us. Mike Eisgrau, Metro Media News, in the midst of the crowd outside the Hilton Hotel.
They've chained him to a chair. Won't you please come to Chicago just to sing? In a land that's known as freedom, how can such a thing be fair? Won't you please come to Chicago for the help that we can bring? We can change the world.
A reminder of our legacy, not a pleasant one, but nonetheless a reminder. That's Graham Nash and Chicago, plus the addendum, We Can Change the World, some actuality from the convention before it, and Cat Mother and the All Night Newsboys up top, How I Spent My Summer. We'll move along after these messages at WNEW-FM in New York, 13 minutes before 11 now. That's Eddie Simon's Guitar Study Center there at 14 East 60th Street. And now at a Universal Blue Ribbon Theater near you, 9 before 11 on the 4th of July, Pete Fornital at WNEW-FM in New York. And I don't care who you are or how old you are, you can't think back to the summer of 1969 and not replay these sounds over and over again through your head.
The approach phase, everything looking good. Altitude 42 up.
Houston, you're go for landing, over.
Roger, anything, go for landing. 3,000 feet. 1201.
1201.
Roger, 1201 alarm. 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward. 5%. On any bite? 875 feet. That's looking good, down a half. 6 forward.
60 seconds.
Lights on. Down 2.5. Forward.
feet down, 2.5. Pick up some dust. 3 feet, 2.5 down. Make shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward, drift into the right a little. 6, 2.5. 30 seconds. Forward, drift. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Auto control both, auto descent, engine command override off. Engine arm off. 113 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? One more moon dance with you in the moonlight on a magic night. In the moonlight on a magic night. Can I just have one moment dance with you, my love?
And if you were anywhere near a radio or a television set that warm July night, night that was literally the truth, Jonathan King, Everyone's Gone to the Moon, not from any one of our 10 summers, of course, but used to make a point, which we will be doing a couple of times more throughout today, not to throw you off, but since we are concentrating on events today, we'll use whatever fits within the concept of the event, as was the case with Van Morrison as well, and Moondance, and some actuality from that incredible occasion in 1969. There was another incredible occasion in 1969, and we'll get to that right after these messages. At WNEW-FM, Metro Media Stereo in New York, it's 11 o'clock.